Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, Kalen Patterson, P4P Real Talk Midwest Muscle. And this show is brought to you by P4P, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like a Mack truck through ice cream, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. That's our anniversary week. Still going strong. We got all kinds of things happening. It's just been, you know, crazy thinking about we got a whole year that's passed and, you know, all the great guests we've had and all the different topics we've had and just so many things going on. And it's just so nice to look at the changes that have happened simply because the pioneers for P4P said something's got to change, you know, and basically they brought about that change just by doing basically who they were and being who they were and doing what they do. And to look at the things that are becoming manifest now that weren't a year ago. And, you know, of course nobody wants to give credit, because, you know, then it has to say that they were wrong in what they were doing. But the change still happened. So I'm going to bring on JB, and he can, you know, talk about what it's been like in the last year.
Hey.
JB there?
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hear you just fine.
All right. Again, my name is JB. Co-owner of P4P Muscle. Basically, we started this business about 3 years ago, and the mission was to create a vehicle for drug-free athletes and to celebrate drug-free athletes on the hard work and the dedication and the things they do on stage, on field, on track, all drug-free athletes alike. And not only that, to also show that there's these athletes are definitely worth supporting and getting behind. They're very talented. And so far it's been going really good. You know, of course, with, you know, any venture, you got your ups and you got your downs, of course. But the mission is still intact. We definitely, you know, want to do something different, be different. There are things in the future that will take place also in the near future that will also put us on another path as well. So, you know, we're always thinking on how to get better and be create something different. We don't want to just fall in line. We want to challenge ourselves and challenge the sport to be great, and that's what basically the motto of our title, pound for pound, being the best that you can be, whoever and whatever and wherever you are, is to be the best that you, and that's the title. You know, it doesn't matter what you are, or who you are, is what you put in it and stuff like that. So it's been great. P4P Real Talk. Oh, and I'd like to thank you and Desiree for bringing me on. And it's P4P Real Talk being a great vehicle for a lot of athletes. Sometimes you don't, you know, you see it, but sometimes, you know, what you do today will have ramifications ripples that you will see years later. You know, things that you set in place right now and stuff like that. So basically, you know, it's just setting the plate for the next person to come in there and do even greater things.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing that I'm really respectful and appreciative of is the fact that you said if it's about natural bodybuilding, that's the only people we're going to deal with, because everybody else is catering basically to the market. And you said we'll create our own market, and that was something that was just groundbreaking. And, you know, it was funny in the beginning. You know, people were laughing. But now if you look, you have people touting how they want to support natural bodybuilding now, where that wasn't even a consideration, you know, 8-10 months ago. Let's be honest.
No,
I mean, this is real talk. Let's be honest. This was unheard of, and yet it happened, and it's just like a tidal wave now, and then people are basically jumping on the bandwagon, and they won't give you, you know, and granted, you weren't asking for that kind of credit. You didn't, you know, add this is something you did for the love of the sport and the natural competitors. But it would have been nice for the people that are basically tooting their horn about how they're so much for the natural athlete, and they basically they took line for line for, you know, how you introduced yourself.
Yeah. But, you know, like you said, we didn't do this, you know, we just thought there was a need. And we just couldn't understand why. When we started this, we expected it to be more out there for the drug-free athlete, and we found out it was the exact opposite. And when we came out, there was a few companies that had a few athletes and stuff like that. But my thing is what they don't understand, you know, and I guess people have to understand what PRP. We're not your typical supplement company. We're a platform, and it's for a person to be able to come in there and be able to grow and grow their brand along with, you know, P4P Muscle. And the thing about it is what it will do is create a lot of, you know, entrepreneur individuals to where they can go out there and promote drug free within their own brand. And my thing is that, you know, when we did it, there was nothing out there, other than, you know, there's a few companies out there that, you know, they would recruit a few people and stuff like that. But even companies like Core Nutrition and stuff like that, Marshall and all of them was recruited after we came on the spot. And it was actually between us and Core Nutrition that Marshall was, thinking about going with. And other than that, man, there wasn't really a lot out there. And you got to understand, man, this is where you grow. And then a platform where we have the P4P Real Talk, and Melinda has her talk show and stuff like that. This is where an athlete can come to us with ideals, and we can sort of do a platform and try to make it happen and things of that nature, grow their brand. And we grow it together, you know, one unit, one, you know, a bunch of voices under one name. And my thing is that I wanted other companies to come in and see what we saw. We did the initial hard work. We traveled to across the nation and visit with all the promoters and athletes across the nation. I think we hit like 28 states and whatnot across the nation that whole year, and we hit shows from big to small and whatnot. We didn't just do, big shows, you know, the Super Bowl shows for the Federation. We did small shows. We did everything. We wanted to introduce ourselves to everybody. We didn't want to just introduce ourselves to the promoter and stuff like that. And I think that year we went across the nation and was giving out $300 cash to athletes. We were, you name it, man. We did Best Closing Awards and stuff like that. We were giving out cash. We did a lot of different things just to, so people know that we were serious and that, you know, we weren't playing. And we did, I think we did, we were drug-free. At least we were a drug-free company that promotes drug-free that was at the Arnold Classic this year. Had a booth and and went toe to toe and did very well while we were there, you know. And there's more to come, you know. We the thing about it is that we're not gonna stop, you know. My thing is that, you know, we have a bigger mission and stuff like that. I'm a big believer in the energy you put out is the energy you get back. And my thing is that I know what we're putting out there. Is it hard? Is it rough? Does it take a lot of does it take a
takes
lot
a lot of effort? It takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of work.
I mean, you're talking about basically
anytime
you start something from the ground up. There's all kinds of machinations that have to be thrown in to make it even be partly successful. And, you know, the things that have been, like I said, the things have been spawning out of just what you had as a decision. You know, you, Joe, and then, you know, eventually Chad and Ty and Meshach, where you said, this is going to happen. You didn't say, you know, I would like to see this happen. I wish somebody would come on board with us to have this happen. You said this is going to happen, and we're going to do it. And, you know, come hell and high water, this is going to be the end result. And like I said, it kind of frustrates me when, learning that people thought they were competing naturally, but then they find out the supplements they've been getting out of their goodie bags aren't really natural supplements because, like you said, they weren't catering to the natural competitors anyway. Their thing was basically to sell their product and get it off the shelf. And now, you know, some of these competitors are finding out, you know, I thought I was natural, but the supplements that I was taking weren't. So even though they had a natural mindset, it's almost like they've been betrayed by their I don't want to say their own sponsors because they're not sponsored, but by people that are basically promoting, and I put this in air quotes, natural supplements when they're the first thing from it.
Well, you know, my thing is that, you know, we're a company that, you know, we don't just play ball, you know. We just don't, you know, have, you know, the good old boys and stuff like that and sit there and, you know, with some of these organization heads and then, you know, some of the other supplement companies and everything like that. You got some supplement company, and I'm not trying to talk action or nothing or anything like that, but my thing is that, you know, if you're gonna be for the drug-free sport, then, I mean, you know, be for the drug-free sport and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Create something from drug-free sport. You know, I understand business and stuff like that. But, you know, my thing is when we did this, it was more than just a business to us when we started it. And my thing is that you know, there has to be an overhaul. And that's a whole other segment, but there has to be an overhaul of the sport, man. I mean, the thing is we're losing great athletes that are either stopped competing or they're going to the NPC and whatnot, mainly because that the sport itself is messed up, man. It's either corrupt or it's I don't even know how to make this okay, at least the NPC, okay, which I feel is just as corrupt, if not more corrupt. And what, but at the very least, they have, they were smart enough to have certain athletes that they could put up on a pedestal and say, look at that dude, Jay Cutler. He's doing movies and making money. Look at that dude, mm-hmm. Sean Ray. He's making money. He's an entrepreneur. Look at this cat right here. He made boom, 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 and stuff like that. So who, what athlete in the drug-free sport that you can do that with?
None. But, you know, this is the thing that I was talking about, because there were certain things that, you know, like I said, you guys started the ball rolling because, you know, it used to be get your face on a poster, and after the show, that's it. It's done until, you know, it has to be a seminar upcoming or something where they need you again, and basically it's like, okay, then your name comes up, and then everybody, oh, yeah, yeah, that guy that won such and such. But it was never like an annual thing. And I think that's what's missing is what, you know, when P4P came along, we had annual competitors, not actually competing annually, but, you know, just in the limelight where they can be seen year-round. Because that is the biggest thing that's missing is that, you know, like you said, without the promotion, what is a competitor other than somebody that steps on stage and then gets off and basically disappears until the next show? And that is, you know, when we figure you started with the banners, you know, everywhere you went, you had the banners. You had the actual athletes showing up at the venues. So it changes the dynamic to where, okay, now people have facial and name recognition other than, oh, yeah, that's the guy from the East Coast, or, oh, yeah, that's the guy from California, or, oh, yeah, that's the guy from Chicago. It now makes sense. And you like you were saying, you know, and you said this last year, with social media being as big as it is, why wasn't it growing? And it's because nobody had actually started the ball rolling like you guys did.
Right. And my thing is that, you know, I just want from this sport is I just want it to grow, man. And it's really hard for it to grow when it's in an environment to where there's entities that are setting limits on it. I mean, like I said, that could be a whole nother. There's so much stuff, man, that I don't either heard or seen or you know, that, you know, I'm not gonna call people out because all that would do is it wouldn't solve the problem. All it would be is another soap opera. And my thing is, but the actual problem itself is that you got a lot of greed up in this sport, and what's happening is that when you got that much greed, to where the people who are that greedy are not even want to give up a little bit, you know. I mean, you know, a little bit just to make it look right and stuff like that, they don't even have the respect for that, dude. And my thing is that, you know, we're going to lose a lot of great athletes, and the quality of our athletes are going to go down, because what's going to happen is you're going to get great athletes and then they won't stay. And what's going to happen is they'll either quit or they'll go to the NPC and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just tell you, and this is real talk. This drug-free has been responsible for pushing a lot of athletes to the other side, mainly because of there has been no growth. You got to understand, this sport is, what, about 30, 40 years old?
40 years old.
And I mean, the furthest we have got for a grand prize for a pro is maybe I mean, this would be a great show if it was like $5,000 or $6,000, and that would be huge. That would be huge for drug free. And my thing is that I'm hearing that there are shows that are being done, right? There are shows that are being done that cost $26,000, $36,000 to put on a show. Now, there are some shows that are done low, like just low budget at all. So, and I'm going to let y'all figure out who those people are. But that does do it low budget. And then, but then there's other people that do it really big budget. And then what happens is the promoter takes the hit, and they don't make any money. You lose good promoters that way too, as well, because they have to put up all that cash. And what happens is they can't afford it. If they don't get people to come in to that show and stuff like that, then they lose out and stuff like that. So you might get a show that is really good for a year or two, then next time you know, it's gone. So it's really, my thing is that, I just wish the organizations would put more backing behind some of these shows with the promoters. And I'm sure they do. I'm sure they help them out. I'm not saying that they don't help them out on, what to do and things and stuff like that and whatever. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that, my thing is like, there should be a better situation for these promoters to put on these shows to either make some money or at the very least don't go broke on it.
I got a question for you, JB, because this is something that, you and I have talked about off the air, and not when we've been on the road together, being at these different shows and venues. Do you think it's because, some of them are just so stuck in the old guard that they can't see a new way of doing things?
I think it's greed.
Okay.
I just think it's straight up greed. Because, here's the thing, man. You got registration fees, right? You got membership fees, right? You got whatever with the P test, the polygraph, the backstage passes that you have to buy, the crossover passes that you have to buy, fees everywhere and stuff like that. And you don't tell me that, my thing is that there, now I don't know what you hear them say, you hear it from a lot of organization heads where they sit there and they say, well, dude, in promoting a show, we do it for the love of it because there's no money there for the promoter. I would totally agree because, in my opinion, the organization got all the money. So I would agree. I never, ever, you tell me if you ever heard this, I never heard any of the organization heads say, the organization don't make no money. I heard them be slick with it, huh? You heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that. They don't make money.
The organization or the promoter?
Oh, the promoter. I'm sorry.
You see what I'm saying? It's slick work.
Yeah.
It's slick with the work. So what happens is I hear them all the time saying the promoters don't make no money. They do it for the love of it because they don't make no money for a show. I totally agree with that. But do the organization don't make no money either? I don't think so. So my thing is I'm not against anyone making money. Hey, man, I'm a capitalist and stuff like that. So I'm totally not against anybody making money. But my thing is I am against greed. Sometimes greed can be it can get you in trouble. And my thing is that I think that's what's going to destroy, it won't grow. It'll always be a second class to the SEC, mainly because that they don't want to work through the athletes versus they want to make, they don't want to be beholden to an athlete.
Exactly.
They want to make it to where the organization is more important than the athlete, and that's fine. But then you need to do something with your organization to where people know who you are. So if you're not promoting your sport, if you're not promoting your organization, and you ain't promoting, you're not pushing the athlete out there and stuff like that in grand fashion, then why? Then how is the sport going to grow?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
well, I think it was like when we were sitting down eating that night, and you said that would be like the NBA not promoting the players ever. It would be just saying, okay, this is the team.
You want to work through the athletes. These athletes, there's people who look up to these athletes all the time. There's amateurs and different people that grow up in this sport that look up to those athletes. They see those people, Martin Daniels, Cleveland Thomas, Meshack, Marshall, Kiyoshi, on and on and on.
Moji.
Moji.
The Natty Legends.
And that look up to these cats. And stuff like that. You want to work through these people, man. But you know what happens is man, you got 48 or probably 58, probably 68 organizations now, and it's like, and they're all pretty much doing. They're all different in their little ways, but then they're also all the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's the crazy.
Well, see, that's my thing that I'm saying. That's the thing I'm saying right now, because, like, P4P kind of forced a change that nobody really wanted to come about. If it really is greed, they didn't want to share any of the dividends, because, you know, like, when you guys started going around and showing, you know, you can have some money in your pocket after the show, that was unheard of. You know, to get an award, and then, like, you know, like you said, started with the People's Champ, where who the people thought won, that challenges a lot whether they were ready for it or not. And you basically, you know, caused a new format to happen. And I was elated to see, you know, people leaving the show instead of trying to figure out if they got enough for the hotel bill, saying, you know, we can go out and eat with the family.
Right. And my thing is, you know, I mean, and, you know, I feel, you know, it's all the credit to the athletes. I mean, they got us here from the start and whatnot, from a ground movement, and they did it and stuff like that. I don't want to come down. I also don't want to come off like that the organizations don't do anything good. They do very good things. I mean, without them, there'd be no shows or anything like that. So, I mean, I do give them credit for putting these things on and stuff like that. I'm just a person, even with my own business and my own self, I can't sit in mediocrity too long. It gives me a rash. And it irritates me. So my thing is that I feel that, you know, the message that we have for our athletes and stuff like that, you know, we go out there when we do gym tastings and promote this stuff at, you know, like the Arnold we were at and different places.
Big.
The message is people like the message. They like, you know, with, you know, all the things that are going on, from you know, football, the baseball, and, you know, all these different things of people flunking tests and stuff like that, that they like hearing that there's something out there that is, like, sort of sitting there saying, you know, we want to promote drug-free and whatnot, which is also good, you know, for the kids and stuff like that as a message. And my thing is that, you know, I just feel that we could be further along than where we are and stuff like that. So, you know, and that's basically what my thing. It's not me sitting there trying to be almighty and come down on people and stuff. Like, I got all the answers. But my thing is,
you've never said that.
I just want action, you know, of some sort. It seems like there's a sort of stagnant, and it's okay to sit in mediocrity type thing to where, you know, they make changes and they do stuff and everything like that, but nothing really impactful. There's always these little things and stuff like that. You got one organization doing little costume stuff, and then you got another organization that, you know, all they're doing is bringing in more vendors and stuff like that, which is good and stuff like that, but I don't know how that makes your show better and bigger and stuff like that. You know what I mean? You still aren't addressing the problem. I feel that you have to work through the athletes, right? So how did the NPC and the IFBB got huge, right? Leader worked through these athletes. Now, he ran stuff, but he had no put it this way. He was business savvy, and he ran him and his brother and the whole Weeder family, ran that bad boy with an iron hand. But he worked through the athletes and stuff like that, made the athletes bigger than life, made them bigger than life, right? And then because when it started, I mean, bodybuilding wasn't like a thing where, you know, it was like taking over or something like that.
It was natural bodybuilding. It was like it is now.
Right. He had to make these cats like superheroes and stuff like that. And remember, they used to be on ESPN. It used to be all over the place and stuff like that. That dude took that
comic book
height. Yeah, he took it to a height that no one, you know, that didn't no one know and stuff like that. And my thing is that, you know, we could do that too, but, you know, it would take some, you know, a little bit of unity. It would take someone to, you know, basically, you know, drop their egos and stuff like that, and understand the bigger picture. Understand that, you know, there's enough money for everybody and stuff like that. And so my thing is to, you know, I mean, and then the athletes have to, I mean, we don't lose some good athletes, man. We got some cats that are serious, man, that are thinking about switching situations or either quitting, mainly because it's sort of like, some of them, like, there ain't nothing else for me to do here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm winning, and I'm not really, you know, you got 10-time champions, 5-time champions, and you wouldn't even know it. So, I mean, what keeps a person motivated to keep doing it? I mean, you love the sport and whatnot, but, I mean, at anything, competition is competition. You want to be recognized for the hard work that you did. At the end of it, that's the goal. That's the reason. You get presented with the thing and stuff like that, but when you have a world champion, he should be paraded around like a world champion. Not for the night. And then that's it. I mean, what's the difference between being a world champion and just winning a bodybuilding show? Tell me that. What's the difference between winning a world championship and winning a pro show, other than the money's a little bit bigger?
Not much.
Well, I mean, what's the difference? They're both over at the end of the night.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And you had said this, I know at least 8 to 10 months ago. And, you know, like you said, and you challenged me, and I said I almost had to laugh because I knew you were right, when you said it's going to be the same just like this year, like next year. And so far it's panned out to be true because it's like I said, you get your picture on a poster, and then it's no more promoting. And I don't understand, if this is your winner, why isn't he being treated or she being treated like the winner? And, like, you know, especially if you're talking about the big Super Bowl shows that we have in natural bodybuilding. And let's admit it, you know, there's some really big shows in the natural community that do gain that kind of attention when it's happening, but at the end of the day, that's when it ends.
And do you know, I mean, my thing is each organization think, you know, they're better than the other organization, right? They, you know, they all go around and say that. So my thing is if you feel that you're better than the other organization, then when you have a world champion and stuff like that, then why don't you parade this world champion around like he is? And, you know, other than just doing banners and posters at your show where you have your own little circle and whatnot, why don't you take this to some of those vendors and different places and stuff like that where you go, where you have coming in there and getting a booth or whatever the deal is. Why don't you have your athlete there? Why don't you have your athlete, like, sort of like what Meshack did, those schools and stuff like that, sit there and talk to the kids? Kids thought, when Meshack went in there and the school saw his banner and his championships and stuff like that, they thought this dude, there was kids from other classes running in there and say, "Dude, I didn't want to miss you," that just sitting there taking pictures and stuff like that. They totally underestimate the people out there with these athletes. And my thing is that they're missing the boat. And my thing is if you feel your organization is the best, then you should push the rest of the organization to do better. You should come out with your world champion and treat your world champion like that he is the greatest world champion because our organization is the best, and prove it. But so far, I mean, if you take the little nuances, right? The little nuances, like, you know, they either, how it works is that it's the prize money. Here's the deal. So, you know, you got one show that'll do, you know, they're up in the prize money now. So it's basically these organizations are one-upping each other. But they one-up each other by, like, you know, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it may be, right? At the end of the day, let's say an athlete takes home, a world champion athlete takes home $5,000 or something like that, or $6,000, okay? After taxes and after all the stuff that they did to get to that place, right? So they get a plane, they get a hotel, to get all that stuff, right? That's probably going to run them about anywhere from $1,300, maybe $2,000, depending on where they are, maybe more, and stuff like that. The ladies is going to be a whole lot more, right? So you got $2,000 or $3,000 coming off of that right from the jump street. You don't get that check till months later anyway. And my thing is, and then you got to think about taxes that come off that day, right? So the actual $5,000 ain't actually $5,000. And stuff like that, right? So my thing is I'm not trying to get into where you know, okay, there should be, you know, this crazy amount of money or whatever deal is. What I'm saying is that there's things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money. That is more of recognizing your world champion for who he is, you know. Not sitting there passing the buck and sitting there saying, "Well, your sponsors can do that and stuff." Dude, this is your world champion.
Mm-hmm. This is your world champion. They should feel like they're world champion. You should have this dude doing workshops across around the nation and stuff like that. You know, teaching the amateurs and things of that nature and stuff like that. It should mean something and stuff like that.
Well, let's put it like this for the listeners, so they understand. Unless they're avid followers of natural bodybuilding, I would challenge each and every one to name me the world champion for each organization and see who would be successful.
It's too many out there to name them all, number
mm-hmm.
one.
But you wouldn't even if in the bigger organizations, it would still be a tough time unless, like I said, you're an avid follower of the thing. Because I said, like you said earlier, it's basically just somebody won a show this weekend. It's not the big show. It's not the one. Unless you're really into following this industry, you'd be hard-pressed to name the actual people that did it.
My thing is, man, I don't know. My thing is, dude, if my business was chicken, right? If my business was chickens, right? I'm not going to promote pigs.
Yeah.
I'm going to promote chicken. And what I mean by that is that if I'm promoting drug, my business is drug-free bodybuilding, then I'm going to go out there and yell out drug-free bodybuilding to the highest hill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to sit there and then, have, as soon as, Phil Heath or someone rolls up in there and stuff like that, start cheesing and stuff like that and act like, you know what I'm saying? And sit there and sort of act like a stepson to the NPC or the IFBB and stuff like that. I ain't got nothing against the NPC or IFBB, let them do their thing and stuff like that, run their business like that. It's more about, what we're doing as a drug-free bodybuilder and stuff like that, to where it's almost like we want to stay in the shadow,
Yeah.
Like, we want to keep this.
Well, that brings up another point, and I can tout it because I am part of a natural supplement company. Is, like I said earlier, there's people that have almost been betrayed by the supplement companies because they're not getting natural products. And, I can't imagine that kind of feeling where you're really wholeheartedly into natural bodybuilding, and then you find out one of the supplements you're taking isn't a natural supplement.
Here's the deal, man. Let me tell you this. My thing is when Weider did create the NPC, IFBB, and all that, and stuff like that. Remember when Weider came out with his supplements
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, right? So here's Weider just created his stuff, man. What's up with being original? What's up with just saying, here's the deal, dude. We're going to create our own entity. We're going to create our own business. We're going to create our own environment and stuff like that. And we're going to do even better than them and stuff like that. Why not do that, man? It takes people with vision. It takes people that are brave to do stuff like that. Because, the person who ain't brave, whatnot, won't do that. They'll just sit there and pass the buck, or they'll sit there and just continue to do what they're doing and make their little money and stuff like that, and then move on to the next year. And my thing is that the sport deserves more, man. I mean, and I'm not trying to say that the organization ain't doing a lot. I'm just saying that we should be further along than where we are.
Yeah. But see, that still goes back to my point, JB, that you have natural athletes that were wholeheartedly into being a natural athlete,
And then they find out, you know, lo and behold, they're not. You know, that's a frightening spot to be in when everything that you've been teaching your family, your friends, your kids, everybody, that you're a natural athlete, and then you find out, you know, the supplement you've been taking isn't even close to natural. You know, there's got to be, like you said, if it's not something that you made up and you're buying into, then you basically are beholden to whatever you're buying into. But if you create it, like, you know, like P4P, and I love the way Jerome said it last night on the show. He said his whole everything changed when he started taking P4P because it wasn't basically something to be marketed to make money. Granted, you're in a business, you want to make money, but it was actually to help the natural athlete. If you get a chance, and I would strongly suggest to the listeners that are listening tonight, please go back and listen to what he said, because this is something that I piggybacked what he said before he even came on the scene with P4P, and that's just something I had said before I'd even, you know, made it the official announcement of being signed with P4P sponsorship, is that I said I won't endorse it if it's not what it's saying, and then I couldn't help but doubt about it because I got to see all the changes, and, you know, you're talking about a third and fourth place competitor going up to a first and second place competitor. And you can't sit there and say, well, it's all me. What did you do to change? And the only thing I changed was the supplement.
I mean, I agree. There is a lot of, you know, shady stuff and stuff like that where, you know, you have to watch what's out there where, you know, what companies that you're dealing with. But, you know, my thing is that it stems from, but you know what, man, it to me, there's an even bigger problem. And to me it's just, I mean, like I said, it would be another segment. The things that I have heard from heads of organizations, the things that I have seeing and stuff like that is totally would understand why these supplement companies are, or whatever deal is that people are taking and things, and some of them are endorsed by these organizations that you can't even take these people products.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that, you know, so my, you know, I mean, what can you do? What can you do? You know, I don't know. Like I said, dude, if I'm in the business of drug free, bodybuilding and stuff like that, my stuff is like at the NFL. You know, where you can't take it unless it's on this list. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. I don't care how much money you coming with. You know, my thing is that my brand is more important than you paying for this boot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
in closing, What do you think about, you know, what the impact that P4P has made? Because we got about 2 minutes left. What do you think the impact that P4P has made? And also, you know, we still haven't rolled out y'all shucks, and everybody's excited about that. But in a 2-minute time frame, let us know what you think about what P4P has impacted, and what it has planned for the future.
I think what P4P has done, I just think it just started the conversation. You know, I think pretty much that before, I don't think anyone was really, talking about, you know, drug free as loud and proud. I mean, dude, we was at the Arnold Classic, man, with drug free on a big ass banner. with a DJ sitting there on the mic, yelling drug free all through that place. And I mean, to me, that was pretty cool. I thought it was really cool, actually. And and my thing is that, you know, I think we just started the conversation, you know, and sort of got certain athletes thinking, you know, beyond just getting free supplements and whatnot, sort of understanding their brand, understanding, you know, how great of athletes we have and stuff like that. Now, if we can only get the organization to join in with us, it'd be a phenomenal thing. Now, for the future, PvP got a lot of stuff. You know, there's possibly we'll start opening stores up pretty soon. We're thinking about doing starting a couple stores. We're thinking about doing a tour across a bunch of huge malls and whatnot across the Wisconsin, Minnesota, Chicago. We also got what we call the Vault coming out, which is going to be
awesome. That's all that, yes.
That should come out in August. Now, that will be where it's sort of like Costco and stuff like that. They're going to be a huge price drop. So my thing is we've been negotiating with our manufacturer for about a year now, and we're passing the savings on to the customers. And we're going to, I mean, it's going to be huge. So, for instance, if, you know, our 5-pound protein was $84, in the vault, it's going to go down to, like, something like $68,
wow.
which is crazy. And then we're bringing back ice cream sandwich. And then,
oh, yeah, DJ was talking about that last night. He was super excited.
Oh, yeah. And then Alter Ego Extreme is coming, Black Raspberry, and that one.
Say that, JB, because we're gonna have an episode just for that in the new rollout. So
right.
don't give them too much, because I don't want them salivating too soon.
And then, you know, our goal is just to, you know, like, keep pushing. We want to, you know. We're probably gonna, ours is gonna be between, you know, having athletes, our internet business, doing retail stores, mainly because we want to do it our way, and creating our brand across the nation and stuff like that, and then, you know, eventually, you know, we'll see what we can do, you know, that we can implement, you know, different things into, you know, in the entertainment side of it and stuff like that. But you know, the future is bright, man. We definitely are going to keep on pushing it. And we're going to keep on, you know, bringing out, you know, also in the future, we're you know, working on now. I can't give you a time frame and stuff like that, but we're working on multivitamins, fish oils, you know, antioxidants. We're going down that line too as well. So
cool.
We're gonna, you know, it's just gonna expand and get bigger. So we definitely gonna, you know, just keep pushing. So, you know, keep your eye out for PvP. You know, you'll never catch us sleeping. So, I mean, you might catch us taking a cat nap, but you'll never catch us sleeping.
All right, JB. Thanks a lot, man. And thanks for the updates. And like I said, we're going to have that, we're going to have an episode for that All Shucks. I mean, that's one of the most hyped supplements coming out this year. So I'm looking forward to that. And we'll have to have you. We definitely have to have you back on in. And thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy as all get out. And thanks for stopping in on the show.
No, thank you.
You're just a man. I can't let you get off the show without your hustle. All right. JB, did a great job. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. God bless the man. He's got plenty of things going on, and he's done a lot of things. So much love and much respect. He's done, I mean, he's moved mountains without even trying because he really wanted to make a difference, and he has. So in his words, in the show, I say, don't trust me, trust my hustle.